بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Men and women as human beings are completely equal in Islam. This is the part of the speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, meeting with hundreds of prominent Iranian women in the Imam Khomeini Hosseiniya on January 4th, 2023. In the name of God, the Beneficent, the Merciful, praise be to God, Lord of the worlds, and peace and blessings be upon our Master, Prophet Muhammad, and upon his pure progeny, particularly the remnants of gods on earth. Today's meeting has been very pleasant and useful. God willing, it will have abundant benefits for our future and our way of thinking. I'm very happy that we were able to hold this meeting this year. Last year, some women wrote a letter in the objection stating, "Why have you dedicated Women's Day to meeting with elegists?" They were right. Their objection was correct. Now, such a meeting does not necessarily have to be held on Women's Day. It is fine to hold it around the time of the birth anniversary of Lady Fatima al-Zahra. Now, we will continue to hold this meeting in the future as well, provided I am alive.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Up until this moment, this meeting has been exclusively devoted to women and has been overflowing with outstanding, excellent ideas. The talks given by the women here were very good, and I personally truly benefited from them. Of course, confirming what has been said after merely hearing it, read quickly over a microphone one time is not possible. One must reflect and think about these matters. So be sure to give me the notes. The woman who spoke without referring to any notes should write down the things she said too. This way, it will be both more precise, and I will have more time to think and ponder on it too. Also, I can give these notes to those who can study and think about these matters. Some recommendations were made. God willing, a solution will be found for these matters. Some of these suggestions may be related to the Supreme Council of the Cultural Revolution. These matters, they need to be discussed there or in other places, especially the issue of employing our intelligent, skilled, experienced, knowledgeable, scholarly, wise, perceptive women in different places in the country where decisions are made. This is an important matter.